It's 8:44 a.m. and like I was talking about before, I have got the incredible Jacob Yikes in the studio here today. How you going, my man?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. How you doing?
Fuck, man, I'm doing mean, eh? Nice. Yeah. It's a chill morning. It's a chill morning. So pretty much you are an extremely talented artist from Ototai. And dude, for someone listening who's like, I don't know who this man is. Mm-hmm. What do you get up to?
Yeah, so I'm a mural artist, essentially. I mean, I guess that's one of the things I do. I'm an artist, to be more broad, but I'm probably known mostly for my murals around Christchurch and, I mean, a lot of the country as well, big-scale stuff, everywhere in the city, effectively, yeah.
Fuck, that's crazy, man. And for, like, we were talking about it off-air just before, but I guess for some random person who would walk past and see, you know, your murals, what actually, like, what's the process of creating that? Because they're massive landscapes,
yeah,
dude.
I mean, like, they kind of get bigger and bigger as the years go on, and that's kind of something you learn as you go. Like, I didn't just start doing massive scale stuff. It kind of developed to that. But essentially, I kind of learnt through graffiti as a youth, and then kind of progressed into sort of where I'm at now. I work alongside a lot of really talented artists too in the city, and so we kind of all a lot of the time work together and on these bigger projects as well. So it's not always just me on the massive, massive ones, although I have the largest mural in New Zealand now currently, which I did paint all by myself, which was full on.
Fuck, where's that one at?
So that's on the side of Distinction Hotel, just sort of by the cathedral in the square. So, like, right next to OGB.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. You did that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you also do the one of, she kind of looks like Jennifer Lawrence. No, I don't know who did that one. It's like near, it's kind of near OGB in Isaac Theatre as well.
Nah, that wasn't me.
That wasn't
I don't
you.
Think it was.
Nah, it was too small scale, bro.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
No, and so, you know, you said off air, you know, you've been doing this for 20 years. I mean, for someone who's just, yeah, really stuck at their craft for that long, have you ever had moments where you've just been like, fuck, man, I'm tapping out?
All the time. It's definitely it's a roller coaster. But again, that's kind of how you grow as a person and an artist. I think too is, you know, failure is a great teacher. It's a taxing job sometimes. I think a lot of the time people only see the finished product, you know, and don't sort of see what actually it entails to make it look like that. But I love doing it, and I couldn't stop it even if I tried, so here I am.
It just comes straight out of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Could you, like, call it, like, a cathartic release in a way?
Oh, totally. It's very therapeutic too, you know? Yeah. Like, it's how I control the madness, essentially. Yeah. You know, I can channel it into something that's sort of positive and positive for the community and myself.
100%, man. I really think you make people's day. Your murals genuinely just make people's day. Like, we were talking about it, but, yeah, when you pull up to Riverside and you see the trippy fucking houses, man, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You just want to stare at it, Faye.
Yeah,
like,
for
you don't
sure.
want to look
yeah.
away. And
yeah,
I think
definitely. And I think too, like, I'm very sort of like big on doing a lot of different styles and stuff too. Mm-hmm. And kind of that helps me progress as an artist, as well as kind of having a bit of, you know, variety around the city too.
Fuck yeah. Because I guess, does the idea come to you when you're doing it, or is it almost in the moment you're just like,
It's a bit of both. Like, I think I start with a bit of, like, what I'd call a bit of a blueprint in my head.
Cool.
And then I kind of just let it speak for itself, especially the studio stuff. That's all very much freestyled and kind of just whatever's coming up is coming out kind of thing. But murals, it can be a little bit of a different thing because you're working with, you know, clients essentially, and so trying to bring their ideas to life, but with my own spin, or sometimes completely their ideas and you wouldn't even know I did it.
Yeah.
But again, I still find there's positives in that too, because it's sort of like, I like being challenged as well. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it comes back to what you're saying before about, you know, that fail, like, if you fail and stuff like that, you can only get better. It's just always room for growth.
Yeah.
So it's,
I think that's where it's like, we're lucky as artists, because there's no real time frame for you to be, like, past your prime, essentially.
Yeah.
It's almost the opposite. It's like the older and the sort of more involvement you have, the better you get. So I'm not afraid of being like, oh, no, I've reached the pinnacle now and I'm done. Yeah. You know, I think that's yet to come, hopefully.
Dude, no, I love that. I think you're right. I think it is yet to come. This is a bit of a random question, but when you are painting and you're in that mindset, can you listen to, like, do you have like a little playlist
or music totally drives what I paint a lot of the time. Like, because you do have to kind of turn everything else off and be able to focus in what you're doing. And so, like, music for sure, like, and I'm fairly like broad range of music too. And that definitely controls my paintings, if anything, more than probably myself. Yeah. Because I do look at it as like, I just turn into sort of a vessel and let everything kind of flow through, and music's really good to kind of guide that in the right direction.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Do you find like instrumental is helpful, or like, let's just go over a random one, is like metal, is it like dubstep, is it
indie? So I like, a lot of instrumental stuff, a lot of like kind of underground hip hop stuff, funk, blues, sick. Like everything really, like soul, everything that's kind of like, it's hard to even for me to like, to sort of narrow it down, because I just like good music.
If
it's good, then it's good.
Good, we all good.
Yeah.
No, I love that. But yeah, so pretty much the Christchurch Rudolf Steiner School are having their 50th anniversary art exhibition opening this Friday, 7th November, from 7 till 9:30 p.m. And you were going to be there doing a live painting?
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing, for sort of the duration of the opening, I've sort of had to, because the nature of the painting, I've sort of pre-started it, and I'm basically going to do all the good stuff live effectively. So yeah, that's going to be happening on the opening on the Friday, and essentially I think it's going to be auctioned off as well.
Oh, cool.
That evening. Yeah. So no pressure. But no, that's cool, because it's you know, like that's part of the reason why I've kind of pre-started the painting as well, so I can actually finish it on time.
Well, because that's actually, yeah, I've never thought about it like that. I guess, how much pressure would there be if you did have to do it like right from the bare bones of it? That would be quite intense.
Well, it would sort of mean the artwork probably wouldn't be as good as I want it to be to be auctioned, essentially. Yep. So, I you know, like, and to be honest, like the first stages of the painting in terms of watching it aren't the most exciting either.
Right,
And so, yeah, I kind of have to be conscious of actually being able to produce something that I think is worthy of being auctioned to, know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the only real pressure in that sense. I'm used to painting in front of people. It's doesn't really bother me in that sense.
Totally. Yeah. Where's like the weirdest place you've ever done a mural or done a painting?
Oh, there's a mural festival called South Sea Spray, and we've done a couple of towns, I should say, not cities, down south. One was Bluff, that was pretty interesting.
Oh,
yeah. Bluff Winton, that was another place I'd never heard of.
Wide, what the hell?
Yeah. So there's some pretty odd ones. I mean, apart from that, just derelict buildings and abandoned buildings and you know, like just after the quakes, was some pretty interesting places to paint.
Sick.
Not probably the safest for some of them, but I'm still here, so it's okay.
You're still here and you're still kicking it, man. You've got another 20 years in the industry to go.
Absolutely.
Where's like, I guess, probably like a dream place for you to put a mural? It doesn't have to be even in New Zealand, just like anywhere.
I mean, I'd love to travel over to the States. I'd love to travel anywhere outside of New Zealand and sort of do that kind of thing, because it's a massive scene worldwide. Christchurch has definitely got an awesome scene developing too. You know, like there's, you know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have seen any of this.
No.
But I think, I mean, love to go to New York, obviously, like the birthplace of graffiti.
Yeah.
It's kind of definitely on the bucket list,
Fuck. Do you have any, like, artists that you look up to or inspire you?
I mean, my own crewmates, to be honest, like the people I work with all the time are probably the biggest inspiration, because it's sort of when you are working with a collective of artists that are, like, on that same sort of level of progression and stuff, it's you kind of build each other up. Just in terms of like any internationals, there's a lot, but like I think the way I look at it too is like, you know, don't meet your heroes.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I've been talking to so many people and so many artists as well, like musicians and stuff too, who said that they met their heroes and then it's just completely like fucked them.
Well, there's a lot of ego in anything really, but you know, especially graffiti and street sort of artwork, there's a lot of egos to deal with. But yeah, I mean, off the top, I can't really think of anybody specifically. But there definitely are some out there that I would, you know, love to work alongside with, you know, or even just kind of like, you know, meet. But I can't actually think of anyone right now. I need more coffee in my brain.
Oh, man, we need to get, bro, the show's sponsored by C4. You might have to pop down and grab some coffee,
mate. Yeah, indeed.
But, you know, just going on to that, I guess, like, why do you think it is that there are egos? Is it pride? Is it because it's such a vulnerable, personal thing you're doing? Is like, why do you think there are so many egos in the industry?
Well, I think,
not you, but...
No, yeah, no, but I mean, far out, I used to, though. You know, like, yeah. It's an age thing, too, when you come up. It's an age thing a lot of the time. And, but I think it is... It's, I mean, you got to have your ego, you know. It is there for a reason, but it's about how you kind of, like, use that. And I think a lot of the time... Everybody sort of just is in competition with themselves as much as everyone else. And,
true.
You know, it's just this trying to be better than everyone or try to, like, do something that's going to give them that sort of status within themselves. But I don't know. I think when you remove ego, you get a lot more done. You know,
fuck
you can still, it's still there for a reason for sure. But it can be a bit of a double-edged sword, I think.
Totally, yeah. Fuck, man, I think in any creative space, it's always going to be present, isn't it?
100%, yeah, and that's it. It's not just art. It's sort of, it's everything.
It's academics,
yeah,
sporting,
for sure.
Everything.
Yeah, totally.
No, but I mean, for this exhibition this Friday, like, I guess what's something that you're really looking forward to? Is there anything you're doing differently? Or?
Well, the artwork itself, like, a lot of my style is very, I guess, for lack of a better term, weird.
Sick.
It's out there. But I think with this, I've kind of combining more natural elements into sort of that. And so it's probably a little bit more of a widely accessible type painting. It's essentially, it's a combination of just kind of like bird fauna mixed in with my sort of surreal style, essentially. Yeah,
cool.
A lot of like good vibrant colours and stuff. It's only going to be, it's not massive. It's, I think, 1200 by 900 millimetres custom-made board type thing, so it's not going to be a huge painting.
Huge,
so, which actually kind of going smaller with spray paint's actually harder. It's,
yes.
You know, like the larger it is, the more room there is to just kind of flow with it freely. But I have to do different sort of techniques to achieve the same sort of thing on a smaller scale. So, I mean, I think that's a good thing in that sense, though. It's like I wouldn't be able to pull off that kind of painting on a larger scale too. I think I've got like 2 hours maybe to do it.
Shit.
So which is cool. And I think it'll be cool. The whole exhibition will be really cool. It'll be cool to see a lot of the art that goes into that. From what I've heard, it's looking pretty awesome.
Sick.
So I'm excited to see everyone else's work. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. It sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're around, come on down. It's like, I think I've got the details here.
Here he goes. He's got the details too.
It's the Christchurch Rudolf Steiner School 50th Anniversary Art Exhibition. Opens Friday the 7th from 7 till 9:30. And you can get tickets from Humantics. I think they're about $40 each.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. And so, there'll be, I mean, it's all like a lot of the proceeds from the exhibition too are going back into the school. I think it's going directly to the arts program in the school too.
Oh,
so that's always
perfect.
A good thing. Yeah.
We do need to be funding the
arts.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm all for it. Yeah.
Fuck, dude, sounds like a wicked time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Shit. Well, cool. Thanks so much for coming on the show,
no
man.
Thanks
really
for
appreciate
me.
Talking to you.
No problem.
Yeah, I guess everybody, let's all just go down to Rudolf Steiner. I haven't fucking been there in ages.
Yeah. Well, they've got the school fair the next day too, so it's a big weekend.
Sick. That's
Which
awesome.
I think the exhibition is open during that too, I'm sure of it. I'm pretty sure.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might be wrong there, but I think it's the case.
Hey, we believe you, Jacob.
Okay,
we get what you're putting down.
Nice.